My name is Mark Farabee. We have a pretty good show lined up for you today. We got a local band called The Geese that are going to be coming into the studio playing some tunes live on the air. So we're going to start it all off with another great local band, Giraffe Aftermath. This is Peace of Mind off of their 2009 EP.
Of you, just I don't want to walk in these shoes no more. Lend me a hand, we'll pretend for a minute then. There was never such a thing I wore. But I can't hide forever. I'm in line like a treasure in the sand. Made my deal with the devil, but never stuck around to shake his hand. So I roll up my piece of mind. Treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this, just I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight, and that I could never give no more. Awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind.
You say, bears any threat of truth? Only half of what you say bears any thread of truth, tell one side of the story, then check out in a blaze of glory, when only half of what you say. We're talking to Lumber, who doesn't feel we'll be around much longer.
too young to tell. Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. Guess sometimes it gets so I consider changing sides. Like a virus spreading round, negative and apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness sitting somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down. Am I just too old to learn how to see things through an unsuspicious eye? 'Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Plug all I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics' constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I start on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon! And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult. So I was on stage doing all my shtick, you know, hey, what happened? And I can't do my work. And if someone would heckle me, they'd say, are you going to be on stage all night? I would say, that's right. And that'd crack up the audience.
Hey, this is Scott.
And Jeremy from Reggie Blackout.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Rock on.
Hey,
other side. I wanna be on the other side with you, yeah. With you, yeah, with you. Oh. Oh, not a care in the world when I'm with my girl, walking along the ocean blue. Yeah, yeah, not a care in the world when I'm with my girl, loving her like penguins do. Whoa, I found my love on the other side. I wanna be on the other side with you.
ocean. Save my wedding vows.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We all need some water. 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 train, baby. There's no the freight train.
And now, live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
All right, good morning. We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee. I'm sitting here with my brother,
Jeff Farabee. Good morning.
And we're currently in studio right now with The Geese, great local band. We're just getting set up. They're just writing out their set list, trying to figure out what they're going to play. And also at this time, I have on the line, yes, the one and only Jason the Bear Paulette. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, man.
How's it going?
Good. It's been a while since we've had you on the air.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been a busy guy. I got a job out here in Toronto working on a film, like 14-hour days. It's very little time to come on the show. But I miss you guys, man. I'm missing the early mornings and the good times and the laughter.
Well, we miss you too, Jay.
Aw. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so what's hippity happening out in the Toronto area?
Well, other than work, checked out a couple bands, post them up on vanmusic.ca, a good folk grassroots kind of bluegrass country band called the Strumbrellas. They're worth checking out. And a band called, followed by the name of Kevin Quain, his band's called the Mad Bastards. Kevin Quain and the Mad Bastards, you can check them out on Van Music and the MySpace as well. Very gravelly Tom Waits kind of sound. But that's what I've been checking out here. Was supposed to interview the Slackers this evening, who are playing at Lee's Palace here in Toronto. Slackers, they're a pretty fantastic jazz, like reggae ska band from New York. Been around for about 20 years. Pretty epic, 16 albums. I did a lot of research, watched documentaries, tried to get awesome questions, and then they never got back to me on my text messages after we made an appointment. So, I don't know what the protocol is. Do I stalk them out and send them a couple more texts today, or is that a little too crazy since I don't actually know these guys? Or what do you guys think? Should I stalk them today and see if I can get that going on, or what?
Nothing wrong with stalking.
Yeah, stalking is fine.
All right, I'll try and track them down. I could do something to do tonight anyways. This week's been a little crazy, and some live music and some drinks at Lee's Palace would be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, I'll give that a try then. I thought maybe I'd send them an email because the texts are pretty personal, you know? And
right.
You know, they're busy guys. They're a band. There's like seven guys in the band. But other than those adventures, that's all that's happening for me. How's the Vancouver scene going on?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah?
The rain has arrived, but I don't know. I've been seeing some good shows. It's the tomorrow night is the Work Less party, which is always a fairly exciting event.
Yes, I saw that on the Facebook. There's a spanking booth, apparently.
As there always is.
Ooh, I must have missed it last time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, glad to hear things are going well. How's the Get Down doing? Any shows happening for you guys?
The Get Down played at the Railway Club this last Saturday with Big Tall Garden, which was very exciting. We had Big Tall Garden in on the studio last Friday, which was pretty cool. Picked up their Crow EP, which was released in 97. Just played a track from that this morning. And, yes, I don't know. Got another show lined up. Hamish Thompson of Big Tall Garden is organizing a arts festival in North Vancouver featuring mostly North Vancouver artists, I believe. That's happening November 26th and 27th, which might get out and play a few tunes for that. So that's kind of cool. And, I think Fuzzcat, which I have their CD here. I should play a track from them. But they're doing every other Monday, they do an acoustic night at the Railway Club, which I may be attending in a couple weeks, November 8th, I believe, which should be fun.
Fuzzcat is a fantastic band. I remember we were speaking the other day about sending me some CDs for the Toronto people.
Fuzzcat, yes.
That would be a great band to get from you. If you happen to have an extra CD of those guys, or you can send it out to me with a little package, that'd be awesome.
Yes, well, I'm sure I can manage to get another copy.
Some cookies and milk with that, too?
Huh? Yes, please. Actually, that's fantastic. Thank you. I love cookies and milk. Maybe just the cookies, though, unless you have powdered milk. But
we'll send the whole cow.
A whole cow, even better. Fantastic.
Yes. Okay.
Cool. Well, I should go, guys. I'm actually parked at the side of the road in the middle of my day here in busy streets of Toronto, where people are giving me the finger and cabbies are giving me dirty looks.
Ooh. So,
as much as I enjoy being the bane of people's existence, I should get out of their way here.
Alrighty. Well, we'll play a track here from the Strumbrellas as well as the Slackers and see how they sound.
Fantastic.
Sounded giddy.
Sounds like a good one, guys.
All right, man.
All right, Mark.
Well, and thanks for the call, and
no worries.
Hopefully we'll talk to you next week, too.
All right, well, I'll try and call you guys as often as I can.
Okay.
All right, later, Jeff.
Thanks.
All right,
see ya. All right, that was Jason. Oh, see ya, Jace. That was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in from Toronto. He's got a couple bands that he's suggesting we're going to play here. So we're going to hear a track from the Strumbrellas, I Ain't Trying to Die. What the name of the track is, and after we hear a couple songs here, we're gonna get the geese flying on the air here on the airwaves. Right, this is Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, I ain't trying to die, it's just my style. Well, I sing songs about you, I sing songs about you, and I'm trying. Well, I'm trying, hallelujah.
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 Well, I ain't trying to die, it's just my style. Well, I sing songs about God, I sing songs about God, and I'm trying. Well, I'm trying, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Then I won't stop singing till I'm gone, gone, gone. No, I won't stop singing till I'm gone, gone, gone. Gone, 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 gone.
My name is Mr. Tragedy, and I'm going to kill myself first.
Mr. Tragedy is fantasy. There's nothing in this world for you and me. Mr. Tragedy, open up your eyes, or this whole world's gonna pass you by.
Tired hearts and sleeping pills don't lie.
Yeah.
Welcome to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Fairby. We're live in studio right now with the Geese. How's it going, guys?
Very well.
Oh, good, good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It's not that often that we get five people in here, including a drum set, so it's great that we could manage to do this, and hopefully the sound comes across well enough. So you guys are originally from New Brunswick? Is that the whole band? Is everybody?
Actually, I'm the only one who's officially from New Brunswick.
Okay.
The only Maritimer.
Oh.
So we all met out there and lived there for a number of years. That's where the band formed. And,
okay.
Yeah, and then we moved westward.
Right. Yeah. So you guys used to be called the Family Band.
Mm-hmm.
And was that the New Brunswick name when you were out that way?
It was, yeah.
Exactly.
So what brought on the change of name when you came out to Vancouver?
Google results.
Yeah, we had a hard time coming up in the first page of of Google when we searched for our band.
Plus, Robert Randolph is great, and you know, don't really want to compete with the Family Band.
Yes.
And we're not actually all married. Is the other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Common misconception.
Yeah, we wanted something that kind of expressed a bit more of who we thought we were. So we brainstormed.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. So what brought you out to Vancouver then? And why Vancouver?
Well, I think we wanted to. You know, we were playing out of a small town in New Brunswick, and we wanted to kind of take it to the next level, as it were. And so we wanted to raise the roof, as the colloquial expression goes. And so we kind of debated between cities, and some of us wanted to do some graduate study programs, and lots of us loved how beautiful it was out here, so we decided on Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah,
it was nice.
Well, I like Vancouver too. Sweet. So you guys are you're heading off on you're doing a little tour coming up in a couple of days, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You're hitting Kelowna, Calgary, and Banff.
Yep, that is the idea. We got playing a couple nights in Banff and doing the Minstrel Cafe in Kelowna while the WCMAs are going on. Yeah, should be good.
Nice. You guys brought me a couple CDs. That's very nice of you. Thank you for doing that. Much appreciated. They will go to good use. The first one here is Small Boat, which is was this originally done as the family band before you guys came out to Vancouver?
Yes, mm-hmm. It was. Yeah.
Okay. And now you got a new one. Mm-hmm. It's Only Natural, which is kind of the title track. If you go to thegeese.ca, it seems to be the song that plays when you hop on that website.
Just gates.
The feathery gates.
The feathery gates. Yeah.
Cool. So when did this one come out?
You want to say something about that, David? It's Dave's song.
Yeah. We released that, was it this summer? I guess.
Yeah, in June or so.
Mm-hmm. And the title track is a song of mine. It's a good song. Get your body moving.
It is a good song.
Yeah, and then there's a few other songs from us on there just some different recordings. It's a good CD.
Nice. Well, I'll have to have a listen to it. I've only heard one track off of it so far. So, anyways, we're almost at 8:15, and unfortunately, because we have all this gear in here, we're gonna have to clear out a bit earlier so we can get Marie in here for her show, Synchronicity: Spiritual Talk for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. So, what do you say we get cracking and get some tunes out of you guys before it gets too late?
Good.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. This first song is called Wayward Son, kind of a traveling tune.
Alrighty.
Yeah. What you say, my wayward son? What you say to me? What you say, my wayward son? What you say to me? I've got the feet of a rambling man. I've got the soul of a ghost. I've been that way since the day I found that rambling. Expanse of the road.
I got nothing, sir. Nothing much to see. But with all of my nothing, sir, I can buy what matters to me. Oh, the ocean sings with me, and the sun and the stars. The sky is my rooftop, and the rain's my credit card. Yes, the sky is my rooftop, and the rain's my credit card. The sky is my rooftop, and the rain's my credit card.
Woo! Awesome. Totally, totally awesome. All right, this is the Geese live in studio. We're going to be heading on tour. When are you guys heading on tour? You're heading off on Saturday, is that right? Tomorrow?
We're going to head today, actually, I think. Just to get a head start.
Yeah. Nice.
This afternoon. This is the tour kickoff, officially, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right here?
Yeah, right here. It's very rude.
Cool. I should mention to the listening audience that the Geese are also, you guys, you're all songwriters. You all kind of collaborate on your different tunes and kind of, you know, right now you're all swapping instruments, which is pretty cool. Has that always been the situation for the Geese or the family band as you once were?
Yeah, and that's sort of why we called it the family band initially. It wasn't like we had this really intentional brainstorming session for a band name. It was more just the concept of switching instruments and being each other's backing bands.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I guess it works pretty good because you guys all sound pretty good.
Awesome.
All right.
This is a song called Playing a Band. It's kind of about playing with these guys and how fun it is.
That's sweet.
Standing on the shoulders of my generation,
Awesome. We're going to take a quick little break here, and we'll be right back with more of the Geese.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled while...
just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Bus Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right. We are back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with the Geese. I should mention before I get too far into the show what we started the show off with. We did start it off with a little bit of Giraffe Aftermath. That was Peace of Mind. We also heard Crow from Big Tall Garden. We heard Redwood Forest from the Deep Dark Woods out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We also heard a track from Christian Meazy off of Beautiful World. That was Mama Not Gonna Let It. We heard Reggie Blackout, another local band, Like Penguins Do. We also heard another local band called Free City Collective off of their Western Vulture EP, and then we went into Jason's Toronto Tracks, the Stumbrellas, and the Slackers. But now we're on to the Geese. Now, you guys are somewhat from the Maritimes, and you played back in August. I guess you played the Richmond Maritime Festival.
Yes.
How does Richmond relate to the Maritimes?
That's kind of a funny story. I originally kind of emailed the person to try and get the gig because we thought it was like a maritime music festival. And we thought that would be fun. But it turned out it was more of a boat festival.
Okay.
Like for boating enthusiasts.
Yeah, for boating
enthusiasts. And not tying enthusiasts.
And not tying. Yeah. We had a good time, though, either way.
Yeah, it was great.
That was great.
I've never been to the old one. What's that called again? The Steveston? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful there. Old boats. I was very interested. I became a boat enthusiast for a day.
Do you guys have some fish and chips while you're out there?
I had something. I don't remember what it was.
Joel Gorey did the cellist. He actually had a man dressed as a beluga sit on his lap for a while. And
oh, that's right.
Some mascots there took a liking to Joel.
Fish and chips,
oh.
So to speak.
I'm going to have to. I think I'll have to attend this festival. Awesome. I also, we're out at UBC right now. We are on campus. I saw something on your Facebook page about potentially playing a secret show out in the UBC Endowment Lounge. Did that ever happen?
Oh, it's in the process. We're trying to acquire a generator, and we just want to kind of start doing some renegade shows around. I think we're going to start with doing one in Oppenheimer Park in a couple weeks. And then after that, I think there's some kind of concrete circle out in the middle of the Endowment Lands.
Yes.
Somewhere. Yes, there is. So, at some point, we'd like to be the woodland nymphs.
Yes.
That are playing out there and to joggers passing by and to whoever else might hear about it.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Watch the skies for more info.
Cool. All right, so you got another tune for us?
Yeah, this one's called Frustration. I'm actually an American, so it's about political frustration.
Frustration, oh my, this burden doesn't feel like mine.
Down to a dark.
Wasn't sure if the song was over or not.
Gotcha.
It's
still not over,
actually.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys.
2 minutes.
Awesome. So you guys, call yourselves West Coast Danger Folk. Now, what makes your folk music more dangerous than others?
Well, I think the idea of West Coast Danger Folk has to do with the idea that the artistic community is dangerous, you know, both in the sense that to share our songs with each other and with people, you know, to put them under the scalpel of each other's artistic ideas is kind of a risky business. It's also kind of like to be an artistic community and to have, this is kind of the essence, the best songs of each person is a kind of a dangerous force in the artistic community itself, we hope, you know?
Okay.
I think that's probably a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. I like it. It's got a good ring to it. West Coast Danger Folk.
Near rhyme.
Cool. All right. Well, let's keep it rolling.
All right. This next song is called Copeland Kids, or Me and the Copeland Kids, and it's about popular responses to Douglas Copeland that I find distasteful. Our parents' victories gave us the Monday. So me and the Copeland kids find interest in pain. You'll find us peeling back the alleys of our darkest descent. You'll find us reaching in the screens that echo back our discontent.
You guys should clap after your songs too. It sounds like there's more people in here. Awesome. So you guys got some, you have some videos up on your website, thegeese.ca, that was filmed at the Streaming Cafe, which I've never actually heard of, but I checked it out, and it seems like a pretty cool, pretty, well, I don't even know what it is. Is it strictly an internet kind of deal?
Well, Zach would be our resident expert on the Streaming Cafe.
Fill us in, Zach.
I used to work for the Streaming Cafe. It's like a music venue in Kelowna that just, but they stream everything on the live on the internet, and then
okay,
yeah,
nice. So, is it constantly streaming live bands?
No, only
24 hours a day.
Once a week.
Okay.
Yeah,
they tried doing that, but their quality went way down. Just play something. I'm so tired. I just read, actually, on Wikipedia that Chilly Gonzalez won the record for the longest folk performance, something like 37 hours and 14 minutes, at a theater in Paris, France, which is where the Eiffel Tower is.
Not Paris,
Maine.
That's a pretty long set.
That's a long set.
Well, I don't know if I could handle that, but even being an audience member, take a few naps.
And came and went.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Got another one for us?
We do. Yeah. All right. This song is called Solitude. And I wrote it at Fishing Lake, Saskatchewan. And it's kind of about, you know, as much as we all need, you know, to be around people and sociality and community, we also, to be able to enjoy that, we also need to be able to be alone and be content. And I know I need that very much. So that's kind of what this is about. Sweet. Solitude is my dear friend now. My brain come awake from the mistake of forgetting my humanity. She comes and pulls off my glasses, black and white shards on the ground, revealing browns, reds and yellows. I ride at night. Solitude, you're always with me, dancing in my busy days with the most soundless ballet pulling me away, away from the crowd that I follow.
Made of the Lord crashing at all.
Oh, that's awesome. So the first time I discovered the Geese was a few weeks ago, and it was at Café du Soleil. You guys opened up for Richard LaViolette and Jenny Omnicord, and that was the closing song of your set, and it's a great one. It really gets the crowd going, especially when you get them all singing along.
That was fun. Yeah. That was really good.
Awesome. Well, we might have to cut it there. We got about 15 minutes before Marie needs to step in here for a synchronicity spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we got to give her a bit of time so we can clean up all the gear here. So I figure I did pick up a couple vinyl copies from that show when I first saw the Geese play. But Jenny Omnicord and Richard LaViolette. So maybe we'll close out with a couple tracks from them, and then maybe something off of the Geese. Yeah, I don't know if you want to hear something off of the EP or the...
maybe a little Beau Risk off of Small Boat would be...
Sure.
Fun. That's one of Zoe's
songs. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I just want to say thanks for coming in, guys. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we managed to get that many tunes in, and I hope that your tour goes well. And can we expect to see the Geese playing in Vancouver anytime soon? You got any gigs lined up back in town?
Not presently.
We're planning on, I think, looking at stuff at Pat's Pub, and be looking on our Facebook or website for looking for those shows at Oppenheimer Park in a couple weeks. I think that'll probably be the most. And that we'll start off in the park and then move into the courtyard of one of the houses off the park, so... Watch the skies.
Cool.
Electronically speaking.
Do you think that'll be a daytime event, or
I think it'll start off right as the sun starts to set in the park, and then as the sun goes down, we'll move into the courtyard and turn up the volume and...
Nice.
Maybe crack some beers.
Sounds like a good time to me. Cool. All right. Well, I should also mention, if you enjoyed this show, you can always check out the podcast again at citr.ca and listen to the whole show all over again. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca, another great resource for local independent music. And that's where Jason's probably been posting the bands that we played from him earlier today. As well, I don't know what as well, so I might just leave it at that.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah. Check out the Geese online, thegeese.ca, and you can also check them out on Facebook. And Friday Sunrise is also on Facebook too. Everything's on Facebook today.
You can become friends on Facebook.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can send each other messages.
I didn't know it had that feature.
I've heard.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to hear a track off of Jenny Omnicord's vinyl, which is actually a pretty cool vinyl. It's a game board. I haven't played it yet, but I have a copy of it. Anyways, here's Jenny Omnicord. Stay tuned.
What do you do when you're plagued with bad luck? When you see a bird fall from the sky, are you supposed to just ignore it? Are you allowed to wonder why your van gets towed in New York City? You get pulled over for missing a headlight. You go and fight the ticket, but they find you guilty. And you get lost in Harlem in the middle of the night. But you're not only lost, you're pale and you're Canadian. You've got a map out and money in your hand. Your map's so bad it can't tell you where you're going. And to read the awful map, you've got the light on in your van. Your window breaks so it won't roll down at the toll booth where you have to pay. And the power goes out on the stage at the bar just before you're supposed to play. You get horribly sick, but you have to keep working to finish album art for a deadline that is past. You lose your voice just before a show, and it's been 3 days and it just hasn't come back.
CITR is proud to sponsor these upcoming shows at the Biltmore Cabaret.
October 29th, Long Beach, California's Avi Buffalo hits the stage in support of their debut self-titled album out now on Sub Pop. Advance tickets are $12 and the doors are open at 8. October 30th, get into the Halloween spirit with Flemish Eye, Jag Jaguar recording artists, Women. touring in support of their frighteningly good new album, Public Strain. New Sensei and Make Out videotape will be warming up the stage. Tickets are only $11 in advance, doors at 8.
Tickets are available at the Biltmore, Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Ticketweb.ca.
brush my fingers as they come down your spine. We'll keep on till the first thaw. Feel our hearts move like ours.